The Dick Hotch Memorial Basketball Tournament will feature an official women's bracket for what organizers say is the first time in the Haynes tournament's history. 6 men's teams and 4 women's teams will battle for cash prizes and glory this weekend. Stuart DeWitt says the Dick Hotch tournament is just one example of how much Southeast loves basketball.
Everybody's a basketball junkie in Southeast Alaska. You know, they don't care if it's good basketball, bad basketball, you know, 4-year-olds playing, 40-year-old men playing. People just love to watch it. And so I think that just makes it so cool that they don't really care who they're watching. They just want to watch basketball.
DeWitt organizes the Dick Hotch tournament. For more than 30 years, Haynes and Kluckwan residents have watched men from around the region face off in the tournament, which is named after a beloved Kluckwan coach. This year, women will have a major presence on the court for the first time ever, DeWitt says.
I think it's one of those things where can it get any better than it was last year?
Krista Kielsmeyer helped start the Women's League just last year, and it saw great success. The brand new team won first place at the gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau. The women had a more informal presence at Dick Hotch last year. A few players from Juneau came up to compete. But this year, there's an official women's division with 4 teams, 2 from Haynes, 1 from Juneau, and 1 from Whitehorse. Kielsmeyer says some of the Haynes women remember playing the Juneau team members in high school.
I'm really happy that Whitehorse came, and Juneau having these more well-known players come from Juneau, that my team is really excited to play against these people. So just kind of amazing that it all came together.
DeWitt says, considering the women's league's hard work and success, it made sense to make room for them at Dick Hotch.
They put out the effort, so I figured I should put out the effort too to include them in the tournament. So
originally, 7 men's teams were signed up, and DeWitt says the schedule was looking pretty crowded, but a team from Hoonah backed out at the last minute, which made a little more space. The men's teams include 2 from Haynes, 1 from Kluckwan, 2 from Whitehorse, and 1 from Juneau. DeWitt says the teams are fairly similar to those that competed last year. There are cash prizes for the victors, $2,500 for the men's division and $1,000 for the women's. DeWitt hopes to increase prizes in coming years to draw more teams to the tournament.
It used to be real competitive, like in the 90s. Dick Hotch was, guys would come in from all over the place to play. And it seemed like in the 2000s, it kind of, you know, I think it struggled. The 5 teams, I think, we had one year. I'm kind of hoping that we can, you know, maybe at some point in the future get like 2 Haynes teams and 6 out-of-town teams would be my ideal. Some different teams that people, different players that people haven't seen play.
For now, the Haynes High School gym will be plenty busy with 10 teams competing. Games start at 6 p.m. Thursday and continue through the weekend. The women's championship is Sunday at 11:30 a.m., and the men's championship follows at 1 p.m. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.